So we're listening to the record now, and this could be like audio commentary. We hope you love it too. Still have some lines to get, but it's getting almost done. Can't say it's finished yet, but when it is, we'll share it with everyone. Trying to get it to go down a little bit. Quite nice.
That sounds good.
This was done here in my garage with some overdubs from Catfish.
And Catfish, some, and then Rado did a couple little things.
It's I'm playing bass on this song. Wait, you know what?
I wrote
the bass part, and then I redid it for some reason. I don't know why. Because I think we had to redo it because Drum played Drew on this.
Yes. I think it's a great way to intro the album. We're priming everybody, like, get ready. This is what
it's
it is.
It's Prelude to Feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the Twigs.
Michael on drums.
And then there's rototoms going on and percussion.
That's Rado, yeah.
I wrote this and then recorded it here and recorded it with my neighbor and had a full finished version of this song, but it sucked.
Then you got together with the Twigs.
The real deal.
It happened, yeah.
I use the word cheese, which you don't hear a lot in rock music.
Yeah, Joni said cheese.
She did?
Apples and cheeses.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Cheeses.
Oh, cheeses. Cheeses.
Plural.
So.
Anyone thinks.
Whamp, whamp. And
there's those harmonies.
They're coming up.
Oh,
we,
not
we
yet.
We held them in the mix. We held, you know, you hold them back, and then you let them come in the second verse.
That's what's up. You know, I've never really done this. Like, I've never been like the Emmylou Harris.
Yeah, that's the touch point for this record. I hate saying the word touch point. What a shit word. But
touchstone.
One of my touchstone. Is Desire.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite records too, Bob Dylan.
By Bob Dylan. And she's all over that record.
Yeah.
Right? But also, of course, she sang a lot with Gram Parsons as well.
Yeah. Some heavyweights.
I mean, I really am proud of these stupid lyrics. I just like a family of bees, make our own honey, like, it's just like a lot of imagery. And I'm always trying, I have a long-term vision of moving and living in the country.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
You never, yeah. Well, I think we all do. But what makes you not do it? That's the question.
Because it's the fear of like, well, what if it's a nightmare? What if I hate it?
Yeah, and there's nobody to talk to.
No. And it sounds like a lot of like upkeep.
Yeah.
There
was a lot of manual labor.
They're so hot. What are you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay. I had and this was sort of this Beach Boys-y kind of thing with all these rounds of harmonies going on. All these cross sections of... And there's some horns in here.
Oh, wow. That's pretty.
There they are.
Cool. Really neat blending. It's a bit of a mess. The band's kind of falling apart a little bit.
Yeah.
I like a song where you're like, are there horns in there? You don't really know until the end when you hear them blaring out in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I like them.
Okay, so this song.
Backwards. I swim in the water, playing and laughing, being golden, no way of knowing.
We're moving backwards. All right. I mean, I'm just grooving out.
I'm enjoying it, right?
Wait, this is the one you said that nobody likes?
I don't get it. I mean, they do, but maybe they're so embarrassed.
It's just positive, and people just want to hear downer shit.
Yeah, but it's negative. It's a negative.
Negative lyrics. Lyrics. Positive chords.
Yeah. Sometimes I panic that this we recorded it too fast.
Like the tempo? Or?
Yeah, but some. You know how you hear things sometimes? Different, like if you listen to it in a car, it's a different experience than when you're listening to it in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in love with it, and sometimes I get a little worried that it's too crazy.
It's a bit Pentecostal, but I think we have that vibe.
Right.
There's it's a like bit of a Pentecostal still accidental.
Crazy, still crazy after all these years, Paul Simon era, where he's playing around with some gospel and stuff.
Right.
So I was in Vermont. I was watching children play in the lake. I was just thinking about looking at them, thinking their future is fucked. They're my children. Or it's very, it's on the precipice of being a very, you know, future is very up in the air right now.
It is.
Yeah. What it's going to be like for them. And that's where it started. And from Vermont, I went to Canada to visit my wife's dad, who has a cabin up there. And there were bald eagles up at his lake, in like flying around there. And I thought, well, they're supposed to be in America, right?
Yeah.
Like now they're like emigrating up because the climate's changing. That was my unscientific thought about that.
Or they're just thriving up there.
Yeah, but we need them down here. There are
too much DDT
symbol.
Down here.
Sheridan Lake. By the docks. Skipping
rocks.
So there's our musical language happening. There's our catfish on slide guitar rocks. Doing skipping rocks.
Moving up there for good.
She is doing it live.
I love it. Well, I appreciate it.
It's fun to sing, right?
Yeah.
It's a very, again, emotional experience.
Why don't you move to Canada? Because you can.
It's too cold. I can't do the cold. Canada's too literal.
It's very literal.
You see everything up there. It's like the supermarket's called Shoppers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's no creativity up there.
No. People are...
No weirdos. And just how do we get catfish? Listen to him playing. It's like we went down to Nashville and are working with like the greats. Can you tell the difference between him and somebody on a George Jones record? Like,
he's got this kind of trippy side.
Yeah, he sounds modern.
He does. Shit.
It's a modern twist.
But there are like country tones or country.
There's
like,
country tones.
There's tips of the hat to the greats.
Yeah. No, you got to do that with a pedal steel. That's
what it is. Oh, it's so satisfying if you're into that thing. This is the song that started it all.
Yeah, this is the one you sang on Office Hours.
Very depressing.
I know, I thought about that. I was like, I hope he's okay.
Really?
But I think you're fine, actually.
You just get up every day and do what you gotta do. The expression we use on tour is... It is what it is.
It is.
And it's all good. No, I mean, I usually am writing in a character, you know, or sort of like, or it's like a moment when you feel this way and then.
Yeah, you know, it's an exorcism.
Yeah, if you feel this way all the time, then you probably aren't motivated to actually do the work that involves making the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like the line, I live in fear of everyone. Like, sometimes I feel that way, you know?
Yeah.
I'm intimidated by people.
Oh, yeah.
I like the moribund line.
Yes.
The word moribund. I never heard that in a song.
That was added in the studio, I think. And this is one where I'm so amazed by, I think Stella is on drums here, right?
Yeah.
So I come in with this song, and I have no idea how a band is supposed to play this. Because it's got weird... time signatures.
Yeah,
going
she's
on.
All up in it. Yeah. She's getting
right away. She goes, "I got it," you know, and she's just jamming to this.
Yeah,
and it's a very like. I played this for somebody, and they're like, "Oh, I thought you hated the Grateful Dead."
Yeah, no, that's what everybody thinks, but we know you're just influenced by the same thing they were influenced by.
Which is what? The Doors.
The Doors. No, just some Mixolydian scales and
yeah,
some good times.
Good times.
Maybe some acid.
A lot of acid in the studio on this record. I mean, we were out of control with the acid. Mm-hmm. It was on the roof.
It was Caleb. Caleb Landry Jones had a lot of acid, and he was dosing.
Wait a minute now. Let's not get anybody in trouble. All right, I'll skip through, and then we could... Okay, so this is inspired by the... what's the Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga movie? Star is Born.
Star is Born.
Yeah. I was like, you know, sometimes you're like, can I write a big song? Can I write like a big ballad? Like a big showstopper?
Yeah.
And I was like, can I get away with this chorus?
If you want a romance,
slow dance, romance.
Who can handle you?
But then you go to handle, which is this
turn.
Very utilitarian word.
Right. It's a very Dylan handle you.
Yeah, yeah. It implies something more all encompassing than dancing and romancing.
Right. Dancing and romancing is very like our idyllic version of love and romance and
really,
high school.
It's just handling, you know. It's like gloves and
yeah. You love. Gloves. You always love this line of "cut me up like wood."
Oh, I like that one.
See,
too,
I could do
yeah.
this like "cut me up like wood," threw me in the fire. Well, we should have done a version like that. We should have done like a "Time Out of Mind," real swampy version.
Yeah, when we get Daniel Lanois in the room, that's what we'll do.
Yeah. Oh, and then you put these beautiful little raga strings in there. Is that the right way to say it? No, not really.
No,
they're pretty Western.
Western. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. It reminds me of like a string section in like Within Without You or something. But
oh, because it's kind of bendy. Yeah. Oramento, maybe.
I always use raga the wrong way. And this is the Lemon Twigs here.
Yeah, the background.
The first time felt those butterflies.
That's a musical
mama
reference.
Mama, don't go.
Yeah, yeah. Mama, don't go. Come home.
How could you not? You know, John
mama,
Songs.
You let me.
That's some Primal Scream shit right
yeah.
there.
Not the band, but
no,
the vibe.
The therapy. And then you got to wrap it up. One of those songs where you talk about the song that's being sung. Like this song, like your song by Elton John. Mm-hmm. Or Bernie Taupin, lyrically.
You always have the memories.
I like that you dig into that. Always have.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall is it's the real shit, you know?
You got involved in that song. You got emotionally interested and invested. What's that chord that's diminished?
Natalie's chord.
Did I bring that in or did you accentuate the this? Did you make it a more sophisticated song?
You changed it, right?
Maybe you did.
I changed
it.
It
to diminished chord.
I don't know why I
come in with the chords.
Yeah, you come in with that little thing that makes it a little better.
With the hot sauce.
It's like hot sauce. I'm all jacked out. Like, I need it spicy to keep me in the mix, you know?
All right, now the next song is the Game Changer. This is the song we said, uh-oh, we've got magic. Nothing.
Nothing, that's what it amounts to, they say.
Picture 10 o'clock at night in this weird studio in Hollywood, right across the street from Paramount Pictures. Mics across each other. Drew's, we're all doing this live. It's no tracking, no like adding. Right?
Yeah, this is all from the original.
Stuck in traffic on Beverly Glen.
Jonathan Rado likes that line quite a bit. Stuck in traffic on Beverly Glen.
Shit show ends. I like the shit show ends. That's what I like.
I'm keeping quiet.
This is my innovation. You go down to that F, from the F to the E.
Don't give away all your secrets. That's not how it works.
I'm
Well, we'll put the tabs out.
So yeah.
And then you're in there doing all those beautiful harm, those angel voices. The angels are floating over.
Yeah.
So the next verse coming up is written about my experience at the Us premiere, the movie I was in, Us.
Yeah.
I was down in Austin, and I had bought a suit down there. And it's, you know, it was just my little point of view of like going to these things where you're just a little feeling, what am I doing here? How did I get here? Who am I meeting? I'm getting a little drunk. Shopping for a suit for the big premiere. Nobody can tell me how I got here. I'm looking real good, but I'm filled with fear. So we're getting into the themes of the record here. Fear.
Well, this is a good line.
I'm on my third tequila and ice.
This one.
Just said hello to the same guy twice. Wow, wow, wow. I'm going underground, hiding out for a while. Getting overwhelming, getting up. There's little things going on in the background that you guys added.
Oh, yeah, this is
a little Mellotron. I was we played this song for somebody once, and they said, "Are you saying a black boy?"
I thought that you were saying that too initially.
Oh boy! Now I can only hear it that way.
Let me be.
Nice callback to "Let It Be" coming up later. Or a foreshadowing.
Yeah. Let it and let me.
Let me be. We talked about calling the album Let It Be, right? That was an idea.
I think one of the strongest ideas was two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
It's not, it's still not fully dead. I mean, I played this record. Did I tell you I sent this to Kurt Vile?
This song?
Did I tell you about this?
Whole album.
The whole album. And I don't think I would be talking out of school to say he like loved it.
Oh, wow.
It was really, like, really Philly. really went into details about it. Like,
that's some Pennsylvania shit.
Yeah. And he kept calling it, like, Two Lost, because we had the working title on the link I sent him, and he just kept saying, Two Lost Souls, my favorite record of the year. But it was January.
So. All right.
But anyways, Two Lost Souls... Swimming in a fishbowl.
Or living in a fishbowl. I mean...
No, we said living in a fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
I like this song, but it's something about it reminds me of like the Sons of Anarchy soundtrack or something.
Yeah, this one's like... here's my perspective on this song.
Guys driving down.
It's like an album track.
Yeah.
We're not all going to be great.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's got a nice groove to it. Some people like this one.
I
can't chill on it. That's not my job.
I like songs where they
I think it's the swampy, like, acoustic guitar.
But I also like songs that repeat the same thing in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been working hard. I've been doing right. Like you're just listing. And also, this reminds me of J.J. Cale.
That's true. Yeah.
I like a J.J. close mic. But it's a little corny, you know?
I can't say that.
No.
It's not my place.
No. It's the one where you're like, this is like for my dad or something. But this is Jonathan Rado on acoustic lead.
Yeah.
Also, it's like, do you need the third verse?
Let's cut it.
No, now it lives. All right. We'll skip it. You get it. Then it does legitimately kind of jam out for a while. Legitimately. With like weird sounds. All right. Oh,
there
hello.
We go.
What do you think of this one?
I love
this
one.
It's pretty hot.
This one's hot.
Oh.
Ow.
I'll tell you my... Are there gonna be Inspiration for this song? Cemeteries. Two things. One is Paul Simon, of course. 100 years from now. But Bob Dylan's documentary, The Rolling Thunder documentary. Not in any musical way. I was so inspired by just the energy and the creative spirit in that movie. I just felt like writing a song, you know? So
yeah, we're going to make a video for this one.
Yeah, this one's great.
Walking through... what should we do? Walk through cemeteries?
Mm-hmm. You could have the face paint.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Or we could do like Day of the Dead face paint. Maybe?
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Great.
Or you could just be looking at expensive properties.
What do you think about videos? I can't. I have a hard time with them.
I love videos.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're for everybody. I mean, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah, and money. And I just feel like a fool.
But that's your job.
I know, but I like to separate my foolish, legitimate foolishness with my records, you know?
I don't know. You should let yourself shine in that way. I find that I tend to be a little funnier in the videos. I don't think it takes away from the sadness of the music. People just want to see you, you know, miming your experience.
I like those old videos, like the promotional films they make, where it's just like, there's one Elton John did where it's just him and his band walking around a garden.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, maybe we should just do it walking around a cemetery. Because that's some expensive property right there.
Just pointing at stuff. There's a lot of pointing. But also, you know who could have done this? I also was like, this is basically sounds like a Father John Misty song a little bit, especially this part.
It's not too late.
I thought maybe he could sing this. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you ever ask him?
Yeah, Drew wanted me to ask him to sing this on the record, but meh.
The dangers did to the Native Americans. That's my favorite line on the record.
Is it?
Yeah, one of them for sure.
I like that line from Bloom.
Yeah, Bloom.
Tasty. All you can do is keep on living. That's what I say.
It's a tour.
It is what it is.
It's all good.
It's all good. That's the worst line.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not all good.
Drums, Josh Adams here. But he keeps going. There's some horns in here. You hear the horns?
I hear them.
Really good. Brian plays some really great guitar stuff at the end too here.
There's like a little New Orleans thing going on here. A little like the horns are kind of drunk.
Oh, yeah. Legendary.
We had Alan Toussaint. Alan Toussaint arranged the horns for this. Ooh.
Ah, Little Lamb.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed, if you've heard this lately, Brian joins us at the end on vocals.
Oh, Little Lamb.
Yeah.
It's really nice. So long.
Remind he replayed the... Who I
was and who I the acoustic am. Part, yeah.
With bass.
Who I am not anymore.
It's very,
I love that line. Who I am not anymore.
Well, here's the secret. You know what the secret about this song is? What, Drew?
Well, didn't you say it was about like a fan or something?
It's kind of inspired when I put out music. People go... This sucks, or you know, stick to comedy, or somebody that got entrenched in a certain period of my work, or fans who just aren't keeping up with what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and it's okay. I mean,
yeah,
I get everyone's not gonna like it, but I took it like a very cynical view of just like go away, go run back home. Like a very that's a very Dylan thing to say.
Yeah,
like sick early, like mid '60s Dylan, like very. Acidy, you know?
Yeah.
But we did it very warm.
Plum, plum, plum.
A little Cat Stevens-y, maybe?
Yeah.
And then there's that double track vocals that kind of have that like Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, little lamb, it'd be sad to see you go, but you more than anyone should know.
So this, Brian will come in as a third part on the next one, right?
Yeah, on this next.
You don't have time to move so slow.
I gotta get going.
I'm moving quick.
So he's in there, right?
Can't stand still.
Oh, Brian.
Someone else out there will.
It's like that George Harrison, like middle harmony that I can never figure out.
It's the hardest one.
I could use some time alone.
That's a genius.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? How do we do that?
Brian. That makes me want to cry a little
very
bit.
Very nice.
That's really pretty.
I'm sad.
Little Wham.
Ooh. Little Lazy. A little Lazy River vibe.
When I don't know. I don't remember it.
When I find myself
in times of trouble.
Mother Mary comes to me.
So we were backstage at the Ace Hotel warming up for this little charity show, and we were trying to play Beatles songs completely divorced of their melody, right?
Really just simplified, reduced, distilled.
I haven't figured out if, like, if you change a song enough, can you get in trouble for putting it out?
For disrespecting the original form?
Yeah.
No, this is a folk song. Okay. It's folky.
It's a superior version.
It's the American version is what it is.
The Americana version.
Yeah.
For though they may be parted, there is still a chance.
You know, part of what
it's twisted. Like,
every session for this record ever had a period where, like, we could have just said, let's not do this last song, you know? But everyone was like, let's do it. Let's just quickly do it. And this was that one that was like, we can do this in 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, it took.
I think it's kind of like subversive. When the
night I like how we get low.
Edgy but accessible.
Edgy but accessible. It's for the parents. It's clever, is what it is. I think everyone that hears it goes like, oh, okay. That's clever.
Very clever, Tim.
And you, too. You contributed in some significant way.
There'll be an answer. Let it be, 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 let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
And then we have another album track. But I've grown fond of this one.
Don't want money. Don't want fame. Don't want to be a household name.
Who am I kidding?
Sure I do. But I don't want any of it without you.
Feels like I'm playing with the Heartbreakers a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Or Wilco or something. Just a good rock band. And no ladies allowed on this song. You are not invited to sing on the show.
Take a break.
Yeah. Natalie's going to the ladies' room. Guys are going to rock out a little bit.
All right. That's how you think it is.
She going to go get a couple of drinks. Well, I think we just ran out of time. To get you on
breath,
this one.
Breath.
Yeah, that's coming up next. Comical hyperbole.
Anything in jest.
See, you could have. I mean, you would have been great on this song.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You can add it.
I'm a busy woman.
You could add it just on this commentary track.
Yeah.
Take away the junk. Give it all away. Drive it down to goodwill today.
We'll mix this in nice.
Happy.
That's like the appeal of this is that harmony is like that's fun to do.
Oh,
you can do it. It's fun to find it and then try to make it sound right.
Just a one note, everybody sing one note.
This is me doing it though.
Yeah.
breath. Another great Josh Adams drums.
Yeah.
Right here.
Amazing playing on this.
That's one of my favorite lines, too. Yeah. Second favorite.
Listen to Josh.
I like the Warren Zevon hey thing, too.
I love the Warren Zevon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That move he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Josh Adams.
So good.
So good. Oh.
It's another Ellie and Josh number.
Closer.
How's life been treating you?
Ooh, band kicks in. Good luck bar. You like that line?
I know. I was there before they shut down.
I wrote the first verse of this when I was at this weird farm with my family, and they were off playing on the playground, and I was writing these really depressing lyrics on my phone. But there was like a cantina, like Mexican cantina music playing in the background, so I was kind of writing it like a Linda Ronstadt kind of Mexican cantina song.
I didn't know that.
In my head. But,
but beautiful, beautiful. I just happened to come in with these chords.
Yeah.
These chords, great.
I do love Linda.
Did you see the documentary?
No, I have not. I've got to get in there.
It's really good. Let me ask you what you think of this line here, this guitar line.
It's twisted.
Very
fried.
Yeah, it's like, it's a little, to me, it's a little too like 60s pastiche.
Yeah, who did that?
Yeah, way to go, Brian.
Is it Brian?
We might take it out.
Well, we'll have to redo the podcast when we take it out.
Yeah. Well, this, these are very, two verses are very pedestrian problems, right? They're very kind of, the things we deal with every day of, you know, running out of things to say to your friends and losing touch with old friends.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sing harmony on this, but I couldn't do it. I don't know how to. From our friends and the ones back home, they remember when. They play remember when.
You should take me.
If you, oh, I could do this guy. If you come knocking, I won't be home.
I won't be.
Well, well, well.
I won't be home, darling. I won't be home.
Well, well, well.
So now, in my mind, we've gone into space and we're traveling back through time. And this video would have like a Star Wars starscape happening right
That's
now.
That's my video, Andromeda.
Well, there's a lot of videos like that. But now we're back in prehistoric times. What?
Oh, I like this verse a lot. Can you even
imagine? Not really. Very Pink Floyd, right?
All painted with menstrual blood.
Wow. Or the menstrual blood of deers.
Yes.
That's some time traveling shit right there. Have they ever dreamt of us at all? Then it gets real fucking pretentious, but I like a little pretension. Children who lived turn into women and men. We have to redo your vocals for this, by the way.
No, it's just add harmonies.
Okay.
Oh,
idea for this. If I was in this song, I would be singing a counter line that was from Property. It was from another song. Oh no, it's from Fuck. Do you remember?
I don't. Did you tell me about this?
It was. It's one of the lines from. I'll think about it once the song's over. But what's the line I repeat in Property? No, it's not Property. All right, well, that was our... We didn't expect to do that, but I just enjoyed listening to it with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all sounding pretty seamless.
It sounds like a record.
Yeah, I congratulate you and me and Drew.
Drew.
And Rado.
Drew, really, and Rado and the band, nameless members of the band, you know... But Drew really was the engine that kept
checking in on it
yeah. and fostering it along and getting everybody together and arranging the right people to come together and just was really positive throughout the whole thing. And I've really come to really like you as a person.
Oh,
surprise,
thanks,
surprise.
And you're just a joy. And I've become friends with you and I've become friends with you, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're
buddies now.
Yeah. And it's just a really special, for whatever happens with this project, and believe me, there's parts of this project that are very difficult because putting records out these days is very challenging and annoying and it can be for people like me.
I think Drew is the glue. I just wanted to make that rhyme because he really did glue this whole project together.
I don't regret a second of it. And I hope we can do it again. You know, not right away or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, 25 years later.
25-year reunion at the Ace Hotel. I'll see you there. Yeah.